Well, in the news, Bentley Pines students head back to class today. Now, normally students start the school the day after Labor Day, but this year they delayed it for a day, and school superintendent Ron Wilkinson explains why.
Actually, the delay was for a couple purposes. One is that we are still operating on reduced contract length for our teachers and other employees. And in balancing the school year, this is sounds a little strange, but if we had not made this reduction at the beginning of the year, we would have ended up with our last day of school being on a Monday. And that just didn't make sense.
So they started school the day later and shifted things around a bit. Ninth graders and below return to school today. 10th through 12th graders return tomorrow. A big turnout for last night's Bend Park and Recreation meeting about the future of Miller's Landing. Community organizer Justin Gottlieb is a big advocate for a skate park there and has a petition with 1,000 signatures on it to push for that. He says a lot of people feel disenfranchised.
They were just being dismissed. They were being told that it was not a legitimate recreational activity. And I believe that for my generation, it's very much a legitimate recreational activity.
But Ted Schoenborn on the Park and Recs Board says the public process allows everyone to have a voice.
Well, certainly they're being heard. That's part of the public process. We're trying to take all of those things into concern. And that's why it's important to understand how decisions are made with respect to what elements go into any particular park. And that's the process that we use.
The Parks and Rec Board is starting to narrow down the options for a Miller's Landing development. Hot weather this week is bad news for firefighters in Oregon. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
The fire near Mount Hood has grown to 4,500 acres with strong winds blowing part of it over containment lines. The fire west of Sisters is also moving fast.
It actually went over what was going to be their containment line, came out of the wilderness.
Paul Norman at the Northwest Coordination Center says they're working fast to secure fire lines because of the weather coming Wednesday.
We are expecting strong wind events Wednesday, Thursday.
Temperatures will also reach near 100 degrees. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
A Culver woman was seriously injured when she pulled into the path of a semi on Highway 97 north of Madras Sunday afternoon. Oregon State Police say 65-year-old Sylvia Shepherd of Culver was stopped at a stop sign at an intersection with the highway when she pulled out in front of the truck. She was transported to St. Charles in Bend. She is currently listed in serious condition. The Redmond Boys and Girls Club is moving forward with plans to relocate. The new facility will be across from Obsidian Middle School. Club Executive Director Lisa Burbage says they've raised about 40% of the needed funds.
Well, the Redmond Club is going to be relocating, and so we're in the midst of raising funds to renovate and rehabilitate a brand new piece of property that's been given to us.
Business recently, club estimates they'll need to raise $250,000 for needed of school, and that means school. Just a reminder for you, it is the first week of school, and that means school zones are going to be for you. It is the first week of school, and that means school zones are going to be down to 20 miles an hour, and you've got to keep an eye on the school buses. When those red lights flash, we're not used to seeing them for the last 3 months, so remember, when those red lights flash, you stop in both directions. The only exception to that is a divided highway, but a four-lane roadway such as 3rd Street still have to stop for those school buses in both directions. Taking a look at what's coming up in the news in half an hour, it's a very emotional day for some people as some Oregon National Guard soldiers return to Central Oregon. And a national traffic safety enforcement effort over Labor Day weekend pays off here in the state. For these stories and more, you can check us out online at KBND.com.